Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today at Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our congratulations on this most blessed and esteemed day of the anniversary of the delegation of prophethood to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which in Arabic we call the Mab'as, the day in which officially God Almighty sent the angel Gabriel with revelation to the Holy Prophet and formally chose him for prophethood and for bringing the religion of Islam for humanity. Let's take a look at the meaning of Islam in the words of the Holy Prophet. This religion, this beautiful religion that the Prophet brought for us and which commenced on this most auspicious day. In a very noble tradition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been narrated to have said the following regarding the meaning and the essence of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Islam is that you submit your heart to Allah, and that all Muslims feel safe from your tongue and your hand." This is very beautiful tradition, in that it kind of sums up Islam in two sentences or in two dimensions. First is kind of theoretical dimension, the other is a kind of a practical dimension. Theoretically and from the point of view of faith, Islam means that you submit your heart to God Almighty. And this is also, one might say, that this is kind of a personal dimension of Islam. Socially, and from a practical point of view, Islam means that all Muslims, feel safe from your tongue and your hand, and you don't hurt Muslims by means of your tongue or by means of your hands. Of course, hands here doesn't necessarily specifically means hands. It could mean in any physical way whatsoever. Reverberating the same thing, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Islam is good manners." This kind of points towards the second dimension that he mentioned in the previous tradition that we just referred to. In summarizing the characteristics of Muslims, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following: "The Muslim is the mirror of a fellow Muslim." This is a very famous tradition. And a lot of our esteemed scholars have written a lot of commentaries and interpretations of this tradition. On a very basic level, it means that one Muslim is a mirror for another Muslim, in the sense that he, just like a mirror, tells you of your physical faults and also your good characteristics, physical characteristics. One Muslim does the same for his fellow Muslim, meaning if he has certain evil characteristics, he will tell him, inform him of it, and also he will praise him for his good characteristics and thank him for them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the meaning of Islam and the characteristics of a Muslim in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.